We're going to do a little bit of a handoff here because for some reason Corey can't hear me. So I'm going to transfer the MC responsibilities right now to Dwayne Griffith at Montana State University, who will introduce Corey Price and get her started. And Dwayne will be the person who gives the questions to Corey. I'll give them to Dwayne. You'll hear a little chatter. Please hopefully not be confused. We're working around the technical difficulties here of the internet. So Dwayne, would you introduce Corey?
Certainly, John. Corey Price is the Vice President and Senior Commercial Loan Officer of South Valley Bank and Trust in Lakeview, Oregon. And Corey has a bachelor's degree in science and business administration with an accounting focus from Western Oregon University. She has pursued specialized training in ag lending and graduated from the Western Ag Banking School in Washington State University. She also serves on the American Bankers Association Ag and Rural Bankers Committee and is very involved in her local community. Along with all of that activity, she and her husband live on a small hay and cattle ranch in Lakeview with their children. So, Corey, your slide sets are ready to go here, and go ahead and take over and take it away.
Okay, thank you. As I start this presentation, we'll see if I can actually get my slides to work here. Basically, my thought process in putting together a presentation today was to go through the questions that had been presented to me. And I think in the past with Joel and the speakers that we had over the last few days, they're giving maybe a little more of a high level, you know, 30,000 foot. And I'm basically on the ground with the borrowers every day. So some of my perceptions may be a little bit different in how we're moving forward with these borrowers in the current times that we have. The first question was, you know, what's most important for borrowers basically in the current economic time? And it goes back to the things that everyone's talked about as far as character and knowing your borrower, their capital structure, cash flow, and how realistic is that, along with their collateral position. I think how well you know your borrower, especially for the lender, is key to any operation and the ability to deal with adversity. Some of those items, basically, where have they been before? Every production agricultural person has had adversity. How do they act and deal with that? Do they have the ability to follow their plans and budgets? Do they let the loan officer know of changes or difficulties prior to them making that change, or is it something that you get after the fact from the neighbor down the road that they've done something different? And, you know, do they really consider you a partner or advisor, or do they come and see you once a year when they want their new money? So those are keys in knowing your borrower as you move forward, especially as things get more challenging. As everyone's talked about, financial positions, liquidity, the cash in their operation, do they have reserves? It's probably more important than ever. Their ability to sustain and build reserves, leverage position. A lot of your borrowers, I think, tend to not understand or maybe overlook the importance of that position. Everybody looks basically on the financial side and runs one way or the other off of the farm financial standards for those leverage abilities. That leverage position is so important with their ability to withstand adversity, be it reduced yields, price, increased expenses, those types of things. So I think that's one of the things that is difficult and is very important in getting your borrowers up to speed so that everyone is on the same page so you don't have surprises. One of the things I think that some borrowers don't understand is that, you know, the bank doesn't want to finance 100% of their operating expenses. You want to have either cash or cash coming in from prior year's crop that is flowing into your next operating budget so that the bank isn't in a position that they finance 100% of those operating expenses. But I just need to be realistic. They need to provide a worst case scenario, and lately we've seen that worst case scenario has not even been where they thought it was going to be. The one thing that borrowers tend not to do, and they rely on their loan officer to do, is their break-even analysis. And really, those borrowers need to know where their break-even analysis is, and it shouldn't be left to the loan officer to be their chief financial officer, although in small businesses, small farms, that does tend to happen. Collateral is always important. Crop inventory may be worth a lot less than you originally thought. We're looking at a lot of hay growers in our area that their hay was still worth a lot of money at year end when we did their budgets and updated balance sheets, and that hay has seen a significant drop up to potentially 50%. So that's something to really consider as you move forward. A lot of people think that they're going to hold out for that better price, but in the end that may not be the best choice. We look at the collateral as far as how liquid it is. There's basically two types of collateral: the collateral that's going to be sold and repay the loan, and then a secondary or backup collateral. It could be real estate or equipment. And then when we look at that, you really want to take a look, especially where things are more challenging now, as far as, is there deferred maintenance? What are their animal husbandry practices? What are their storage conditions? Those are all things that we take a look at as we move forward with our borrowers. The other comment and question that was posed to me, does a scale operation make a difference, be it small or large? And the basics are the same, be it a small operation or a large operation. With our smaller operators, we tend to have off-farm wages and income that help support debt service, health insurance, family living. We also see that these accounting systems are typically not as strong, and they typically don't have as good of an understanding of their financial statements. Their accounting standards and practices tend to also lag in the development or growth of their business operation. So you may see that they are doing well and they have the ability to expand, be it acreage, diversify, a lot of different things. The challenge that we see with a lot of these growers and going basically from a small type of operation to larger is their weakness in accounting standards and practices tends to become more of an issue as they get larger. With large operations, you know, they have more diversity. They're reducing risk as far as be it product or geographical diversification. And the one thing that we are looking at closer than we have historically is that off-farm income is a necessity. And with the current times, will that income continue and how likely is that? Which I think historically we probably haven't looked at that as closely as we should have. Next question was the critical things a farm or ranch business should do if they find themselves in trouble. Communication is the key to that. Prior to getting to us, the producer really needs to take a hard look at what business plans they had. They need to try and take an objective view of the operation instead of the emotional one, which in agriculture is very difficult. A lot different than you know, a developer who's developing housing, you know, a community, and, you know, things get bad, they can sell it, and they don't have an emotional attachment to what they're doing. They really need to take a look at, do they have the ability to stay in business at their current level? Do they need to look at potentially a partial liquidation? You know, do they have any ability to continue operations? They need to communicate with their lender early. The earlier the detection, the easier any type of correction can be made, and it really helps avoid surprises down the road. In this challenging time, they need to really look at relying on their lender as an advisor. They also need to look at outside advisors as far as what types of possibilities are out there so that you can potentially restructure, modify payments, lots of different things. Look at your CPA, financial advisors, attorneys. There's lots of options out there, and everybody wants to work together to make things work for the borrower. Nobody wants to be in a position that they have to liquidate somebody if that's not, you know, basically the last point of, you know, no return there. A business plan is a key, and I think that's one of the areas that really is lacking in agriculture as far as what they do provide with a business plan. They do typically give you budget projections. You have to have that. And within their budgets and projections, basically you can develop what is their business plan as far as your overview of their operations, their production management, their marketing. It's different as far as I think I have one that actually gives me a true written business plan. We usually start with the budget and then we work from there. Critical actions as far as for farmers and ranchers that are performing right now to keep their businesses healthy in the current situation that we have, you know, any capital expenditures they really need to pay for themselves, be it that they're going to buy a tractor that's going to be more fuel efficient, can pull a bigger disc so they'll pay, save on fuel, be it they're going to put a pivot in and they're going to save on labor and power costs. You know, I think right now more than ever, those capital expenditures really need to pay for themselves. Avoid the non-essential improvements, purchases you can delay, really tighten your expense control, and also that tighten the family living expenses. Marketing plans need to be reviewed early to make sure that you have more than one option. That maybe historically that's been fine, but, you know, now in these times that's not going to work. Let's see if I can get to the next slide here. All right, my slide seems to be stuck, so let me go to my hard copy here. I don't know why. All right. Other options that I think are important in the current times, basically, are to try and stick to your plan and communicate with your borrowers early. I think those are key. Oh, look, there. I'm moving now. Boy, I'm all out of slides and disorganized now. Basically, I think the importance of things are to curb your expenses, communicate with your lender early, and I think those will be the keys to being successful. So with that, Dwayne, I guess I'm ready for questions.
Okay. Thank you, Corey. One of the questions we got is, what can be done to help borrowers believe the financial statements that they prepare are actually theirs and use them as theirs for financial management rather than just preparing them for the bank?
Well, I think that that happens a lot, that especially in small operations, they do feel like they're having to jump through these hoops just to keep the banker happy. And I think it is important to try and use those financial statements that they provide you to actually get them to review them to see what kind of benefits they have. One thing that I do believe a lot of the smaller growers or farmers are using is QuickBooks, so they have some problems with that. The one thing that I do believe is beneficial is they can look and see what their true expenses are on a monthly basis, be it a quarterly basis, so that they're not just producing that for me, but they're really looking in. It's a lot, you know, it's right there in black and white when it's on paper that, geez, did I really spend that much on fuel? Or did my seed really, maybe seed because that's a one-time thing, but, you know, maybe my fertilizer over a three-month period is really that high. So I think some of those things could benefit them, and then they can maybe start to look at, well, you know, if I did something a bit differently, maybe I could actually control that expense or reduce it.
Another question we have here is family living tends to be like a concrete. once it's set, tough to change. Any quick suggestions on how you might make that discussion with the producers you work with?
Well, that is a challenge, and you know, a lot of people, they'll have their set amount in there, and they may just want to every month take that out, and that's their money. And I think that in the current times, that as everybody is in a position that they have to tighten their belt a bit, that on the personal side, they have to do that also. And that may come down to, you know, maybe they don't go on as many trips. Maybe they curb what they do on a personal side for entertainment and dinners out and those types of things. And I think it's important that they realize that they, on the personal side, have to try and cut back, not just on the business side, which is a challenge. I think it's more of a challenge depending upon the age of your operator. If you have an operator that's in their mid-50s, 60s, where, you know, the agriculture group is getting older, those people are more likely and have the history and have a better ability of, you know, reducing their personal expenses. When you get into the younger producer, and I'm in the same boat in that, you know, in the 80s when things were bad, I was in high school and I was happily going to school, and then I rolled right into college in the early 90s. And so I think that some of the younger people in agriculture, that's going to be more difficult for, just because we've been very spoiled over the last 20 years. And it's harder for us, and my age group in particular, to tighten the belt than it is basically for our parents.
Okay. Another question we have here is a member of the audience from some region in the U.S. said a local ag bank failed recently, and the bank that purchased the failed bank called in some ag loans. Is there any options or opportunities for the borrower in those situations?
I guess it depends on each operation. And I do know that there was an ag bank that failed in Colorado that was heavily invested in the dairy business. And I don't know if that's, you know, where they're at or what they're looking at. In that regard, I think that those borrowers that are maybe challenged and now their bank has failed and the new bank has shown up and, you know, is different, need to really take a hard look at their operation. They need to be open-minded with dealing with the new lender. They need to pursue some opportunities depending on loan side through their farm service agencies. With an opportunity, does the new lender use a guaranteed program? So maybe if there's risk within their operation that the new bank is not comfortable with, there could be some options as far as through the farm service agencies, be it direct loan, emergency loan, or a guarantee. So that would be basically where, you know, if I was that producer, the direction that I would go.
Thank you, Corey.